What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Dan Wojcicki coming your way in about 20 minutes, Lakers insider, NBA insider for the LA Times. And we had to call and get Dan because of this development where I'm going to say, I hate to say I told you so, and at the same time, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Lakers lose tonight to the Mavericks, right? It's never close. The Mavericks get out to a 42-3 lead and never look back, right? The Lakers were lucky to make it an 18-point game in the fourth quarter. And now, technically, they are out of the play-in round. They're tied with the Spurs, but the Spurs have the tiebreaker with them. The Lakers' schedule the rest of the way is incredibly difficult, and now it looks like they're just circling the drain, and now they're not going to make the playoffs, right? What have I said going back to February 21st? Because I found the tweet, and I...
This team makes me drink.
I went, oh, no, that would be going back to like 1987, and you could say Mets or Jets, right? That's where it is. But what have I found it since February 21st. What have I said? LeBron James has taken this season. He knows it's a bad season. He knows it's not a final season. He wants to pass Karl Malone. He's done that. And then as long as the Lakers are clearly in the play-in round, he'll keep playing because, all right, it's not exactly a legacy-making thing for me, but all right, we're in the play-in round. People understand Westbrook was a failure. We didn't have AD. Play-in round, okay. Yeah, play-in round, okay.
But the minute it looks like, and you know I've said this because you're nodding your head right now going, yes, Jason, you said it. The minute it looks like the Lakers are not going to make the playoffs, not going to make the play-in round, that's when LeBron is suddenly not going to be able to play the rest of the season, right? I said that. And because he's not going to be on the hook for the Lakers missing the playoffs, right? Not going to happen. Not going to be, look at LeBron. You had this guy all season. You couldn't even finish 20 games under 500, right? You couldn't do it. How great is LeBron still when he can't even get his team in the playoffs, right? Can't do it. LeBron, it's a huge hit to LeBron. It's a hit to his image. It's a hit to everything. It's a hit to his future. It's a hit to, can you team up with LeBron and still win? All of it, right? But LeBron not going to go down with, hey, you're not hanging this season on me. This is not me, man. You're not saying, hey, oh, LeBron. But that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm having an MVP-type season, but that's exactly what's going to happen. I told you, the minute it looks like the Lakers are going to not make the playoffs, he's going to miss games because then he could say, well, I wasn't healthy the last few games and we fell out of the playoffs, right? So now here are the Lakers, right? He's been in and out of the lineup the last few weeks, you know, missing a game here, playing, playing great, right? Playing great, but sprained ankle in a big loss on Sunday, already missing tonight. Now, the Lakers lose tonight and we're wondering what's the update. Frank Vogel said after the game tonight, this is according to Bill Oram, Lakers insider for The Athletic. He called the injury to LeBron James, quote, the latest and maybe biggest blow to our psyche, end quote, which doesn't exactly hint at an imminent return. That's Bill Oram, Lakers insider. Frank Vogel calls the injury to LeBron James, quote, the latest and maybe biggest blow to our psyche, end quote, which doesn't exactly hint at an imminent return. I'm just saying, all right? February 21st, this is how it's going to end. And could LeBron play? I'm just saying that I said this was going to happen once it looked like the Lakers are going to miss the playoffs, and here we are. When is LeBron going to play again? I said beginning of the show, if he plays two more games this year, that's the most. Now it looks like he may not play the rest of the way. And it may get you, and it would wind up being a, we're shutting LeBron down. It could be a Lakers decision with LeBron. LeBron saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to, you know, he is still the most important guy in the organization. I'm not going to, the Lakers will say, okay, we'll say we're shutting you down and this is how we're going to do it. Tell me you don't think that's going to happen. Tell me you think that's not happening sometime in the next couple of days, Mike Harmon. I told you end of February, this is how the season was going to end for the Lakers, and look at where we are right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I remember a hammering down on the, all right, he's got to get past Malone, then all bets were off, right, as this thing went on. But, you know, to think he gets away from criticism off it, look, he can try to convince himself, his team can try to convince him of that, all his other advisors, everybody in his entertainment division, Frank Vogel stumping for him every which way but loose to try to retain his job. He can claim that as well. However, we watched as this season unfolded, and we're not naive enough to think that this team was constructed without him at least having some say in the matter. Hell, even at the deadline, right, there was the Ramona Shelburne of the front office saying, you built this, you figure it out. And it didn't happen, quite obviously. So at this point, the 2 or 2.5 in terms of an over-under is quite interesting, you know, in these final 7 games. Don't know what the severity of the ankle is. But certainly the schedule is not their friend with 5 tough games. And then let's face it, every game's a tough game. But the 2, quote, most winnable are OKC and the Pelicans. Pelicans team that they absolutely fell apart against on Sunday night. So going forward for Frank Vogel, it's now how do you spin this as best you can? And even then, you know, he showed the cracks saying, well, it finally caught up with us here at game 75. We're spent is really what that says. Like we've tried because what have they had? 30, I think today was the 37th starting lineup this year. So continuity, consistency, those are words that have not been associated with the Lakers at all. Likewise, we go back to an earlier comment, which was the oh, I wrote it down and now I can't find it. Where did it go? It was about IQ, focus, and fight.
Yeah, the T-shirt you wanted to make up that says IQ, focus, and fight.
Yeah, I've got a design. I'm going to have Eleanor work on it once Mama Mia's done this weekend. I got to get through one thing at a time before we get into the next project. But certainly for LeBron James, yeah, I would not be surprised if Operation Shutdown Derek Bell style. That is a throwback and a callback for y'all.
Yes, it is.
Out there. We used that as a headline at Yahoo Sports and had people really mad at us. Why are you putting Derek Bell on the front page of Yahoo Sports? I'm like, why is he the top story? It's like he called it Operation Shutdown. And LeBron James right now in similar mode.
I'm telling you, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, back in February, this is how the Lakers season's going to end, because LeBron's not going to be the guy that miss. It's my, not saying it's my fault, missed the playoffs. I want to be able to say, I was hurt and I couldn't make it. He's been in and out of playing. It's kind of playing with, you know, with one foot on the patio, one foot in the house, one foot dip, one toe in the water, one toe out of the water.
I'm sorry, did you say dip to dip?
I said dip, one toe dipped in the water. That's kind of how he's been the last few weeks. But now the injury is.
Well, because he brought up the knee injury weeks ago.
Yes. Now the ankle injury is so much. And I knew that when it happened, I'm going to work as hard as I can. I'm going to get all kinds of treatment on this to come back as fast as I can. I'm like, yeah, the more you tell me how bad you're hurt, the more I know you're not going to come back and play. That's it. That maybe that Sunday was it. We can't beat the Mavericks. This is what's going to happen to us the rest of the way. Look, I don't doubt that LeBron's dinged up. I don't doubt that he is. A lot of people are dinged up, but I don't doubt that LeBron, he's had a lot of minutes. But I'm saying, when I told you in February, if the Lakers look like they're going to miss it, when it looks like they're going to miss it, you want to have as much plausible deniability that it could be my fault as you can. Look at what's happening. And now, as again, with Frank Vogel saying this injury really damages our psyche going forward, hinting that there's not an imminent return for LeBron James, what else can you say? I mean, and offshoot of this point is, really, the LeBron James injury is damaging. You were losing every bleeping game anyway. How is a LeBron injury damaging to your psyche? It's not like you guys were playing great, ripped off five in a row, but now, the LeBron injury, that's going to really kill us. No, they've stunk since the All-Star break.
Now, to be fair, this quote came as a motivational tactic before tonight's game against the Mavericks. Is when Vogel, as part of his pregame with the IQ and focus and fight, quote, those two gems came from the pregame. So you could see how much he was ready for the onslaught that Luka and company brought. What the 43-point first quarter, 82-point first half. Yeah, motivational speaker. Matt Foley, he is not.
Tonight's show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com. So again, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, as I break my arm patting myself on the back. Meanwhile, speaking of returns, right, because now it looks like LeBron's not going to be there for a while. Paul George returning to the Clippers lineup tonight, and it's a game right now against the Jazz. The Clippers are down by 8. Paul George, 28 points in his return. He is 5 out of 7 from three-point range, 8 out of 16 from the floor, and the Clippers keeping it close right now against the Jazz. Look, Donovan Mitchell's having an incredible night. He's got 30 points and 5 assists already. But Paul George coming back when we didn't know when he was going to come back, and the Clippers now suddenly, when you get to the play-in round, the Clippers become a team where teams at the top go, ooh, really kind of want to avoid them, right? Because that's you're at the top. If you're Phoenix and Memphis and you're Miami or Milwaukee, whoever winds up at the top, you go, okay, who do we really want to see come out of the play-in round? And generally, it really doesn't matter. Look, the Pelicans, the Spurs, the T-Wolves, the Clippers. But now the Clippers get Paul George back, and maybe he gets hot for a round. Now the Clippers are going to be the team that you want to avoid if you're Phoenix or Memphis, because clearly it looks like that's how they're going to finish 1-2 in the Western Conference. So now suddenly of those four teams, where before tonight it was, we don't care who we play, doesn't matter, all those teams. Now it's, ooh, maybe you want to avoid the Clippers. Even the Lakers you don't care about playing. Yeah, well, they stink. They're 15 games under 500. They've had LeBron all year. Suddenly it's going to be great in the playoffs. No, we're fine. But of those teams now, the Clippers become that team. Ooh, we want to avoid them if we can. You're rooting for somebody else in the play-in round.
Well, especially if Kawhi's able to get back on the court. Like, all of a sudden, these guys that have been off and on the shelf for months at a time suddenly get back and have a couple of games to get themselves back into game shape and ready for play-in and whatever that brings thereafter. Hell yeah. Still some meaningful basketball to be played in L.A., even though the Clippers the last couple of weeks have been this side of a dumpster fire right next to the Lakers.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Yeah, he was in the news too.
Oh, really?
Well, he had some thoughts on Chris Rock and Will Smith, as you might believe.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Well, joining us now on the hotline, LA Times NBA insider, Lakers insider. He's on Twitter at Dan Wojcicki Sports. That is at Dan Wojcicki Sports. And now I am getting to introduce him as the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. It is Dan Wojcicki. Dan, congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations. Or you're sorry. I don't know. I don't know that I want the job, guys. It is.
Well, listen, you just ask LeBron what he wants, and you do it, and then that's kind of what happens, and you're good.
Yeah, I don't know that you're good.
Could you make it through the last seven games of the season?
Oh, man. It is. I'll say this, right? So I was in New Orleans at the start of the trip. I took this game off before
you
I knew.
You and LeBron. Oh, that's okay.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
LeBron both took the game off. Okay, good.
Before I knew it was going to be like this. And I just, I mean, look, I've been saying it all year. This is like the crazy thing about this team is that it feels like they hit rock bottom a lot for a team that hasn't hit rock bottom yet. like that floor is shifting, and now here they are, sure enough, in 11th place, facing a very difficult schedule. You know, facing a much harder schedule than the one that San Antonio and New Orleans will play. And we're talking about, you know, can they pull this off to, you know, I mean, maybe it's 50-50. That maybe I think it's actually probably the chances are a little worse. You know, can they be the 10th best team in the conference? And that is an astonishing goalpost move. Like, that is like the one like sort of like pain in the butt team at the NFL owner meetings who like propose some stupid rule. Like that's the level of this goalpost moving that has happened here for the Lakers this year. Like, we're not talking about championships. We're talking about being 10th best just to have the opportunity to play more. And it's astonishing. They are in a very, very bad position. They are a pretty bad basketball team. And despite all of that, you know, like they are going to get Anthony Davis back here in the next couple games. And if LeBron James's magic ankles, which have, you know, have healed from sprains before, are, you know, if that ankle is able to get right, I mean, nobody really probably wants to play them. You know, you would much rather see New Orleans. You would much rather see the Clippers. You would much rather see Minnesota or who am I missing? San Antonio. But I think a lot of that is just sort of like wishful thinking at this point.
Well, Dan, let me throw something by you and get your reaction under the category of I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Good game.
So end of February, I said, okay, let's see how the season is going for the Lakers. As long as the Lakers are safely in the playoffs, LeBron will keep playing. He wants to pass Karl Malone. But the minute it looks like the Lakers could fall out of the playoffs, something's going to happen and he's going to miss games. So LeBron can't have that put on him, that look at this, even with LeBron James, he couldn't even get the Lakers in the playoffs because he's going to get all the blame. Even though Russell Westbrook's been bad and AD's been out, they're not saying LeBron should have had the Lakers in first place. It's going to be LeBron should have at least got him in the playoffs, and it's going to be a feeding frenzy in the media. And everybody's going to jump up and down on LeBron and say, this is, look at LeBron, he's not the guy we thought he was. So I knew, again, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. This was a few weeks ago.
Can I counter-argument?
Go ahead, give me the counter-argument.
Okay, here's the counter-argument. One, It didn't take LeBron missing, or it won't take LeBron missing the last five or six games. For people who have paid attention to this seem to know that LeBron wasn't good enough to get this team to where they needed to be, right? Like, you know, we did see it. I mean, that's kind of the sort of the paradox in this year is for as good as LeBron has played and for as good as the numbers are, like, they have not led to winning. He has not been good enough to make up for an Anthony Davis injury. He has not been good enough to cover for the awkward Russell Westbrook fit, the bad roster decisions, the minimum players, the old and slow guys that kind of populate this roster. He hasn't been good enough to do that. And I think, honestly, I think he's known that for a while, to be totally honest, right? And I think the secondary counter-argument is, like, that all being said, like, he could have walked off the court in New Orleans, too, you know, after that play. You know, when the side of the foot hits the ground and stuff like that, like, you know, I mean, I saw him post game. You know, I saw him whip out his phone to show us all how bad the play was, so he could send it to his wife and tell her and show her. And like, I mean, this is like, I don't think this is him quitting. I mean, I think this is him with a bad ankle. And now where it gets really interesting is sort of the calculus here over these next, you know, handful of games, which is sort of like, on one hand, like, the Lakers only have a chance if they have LeBron James healthy. But on the other hand, like, if he's not healthy, really, what kind of chance do they have, right? So what do? Do you rush him back and, you know, he gets hurt again and then none of this matters? Or do you, you know, are you conservative? I mean, I would be surprised if we don't see him again the rest of the season. That would surprise me. But you don't know. I mean, look, and this is also supposedly why you have multiple starters, too. So, stepping up Russell Westbrook, stepping up Anthony Davis, like this is why you guys are here. This is why you guys make $90 million combined. You got to cover some of this. But, you know, I just think that, like, the evidence that LeBron hasn't been good enough to fix this team's flaws has been pretty well established, you know, since October.
And poor Frank Vogel. Once again, in the pregame, he was like holding up a white flag before they even took the court. Dan, before you started posting all your Dallas memes and J.R. Ewing reaction shots, those pregame things were just like ridiculous. We're already like, all right, well, we have to show up tonight.
I mean, look. I mean, like, this team has had, like I said, like, in being around them, you know, almost every day. Like, this team knows who they are. Like, they do. They have to, right? And I think basically, like, I mean, Frank Vogel has felt like that he's basically, for the last month or so, has been just like the owner of a lottery ticket, right? Like, most people don't win the lottery, but some people do. And I think, like, and, you know, what's the Lakers lottery ticket? It's Russell Westbrook figuring it out. It was Anthony Davis getting back healthy and LeBron James staying at the level he was at. Well, you know, They may hit one of those three down the stretch. Like, it's wild. You know, this was a team that had basically, how fleeting and how ugly things have been this year is, you know, going into sort of that New Orleans game was a team that had basically been playing its best basketball of the year in a lot of ways. And they were 2-2 in that stretch, you know, lost to the Wizards and lost to the Sixers. Like, but it was a team that had won in Toronto, had beaten Cleveland, was playing with energy, was playing with pace. And then I think you saw in that first half against New Orleans kind of like, you know, wow, like, this is what a focused, locked in Lakers team can look like. Pretty dominant. But, you know, they just ran out of gas so quickly. Obviously, LeBron gets hurt. They let go of the rope in the second half, a horrible sort of soul-crushing loss. And it's just sort of exactly who they are. They're a team that's just tantalizing enough to trick you, and if you're Frank Vogel, into believing. And they're bad enough to probably break your heart every time.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Dan Wojcicki, Lakers and NBA insider, our guest right here on Fox. And, you know, the funny thing is, Dan, you look at the team, you know, you mentioned the Clippers here for a second, how the Lakers are the team you want to play. And depending on, okay, if LeBron decides he wants to play again, I'm dubious on that. Again, I'm just saying. Paul George comes back tonight for the Clippers, right?
He's got great comeback, too. I mean, you don't probably want to play the Clippers either.
Well, that and that's the thing is that, you know, does this suddenly – the Clippers lead the Jazz right now by 3 with 10 seconds left to go. It's been a great comeback for the Clippers here in the fourth quarter again. Paul George has 33. I mean, that's really the – if the Lakers don't make – that's really the only team that the I think the reality is, okay, they're not suddenly contenders, but the Suns and the Grizzlies would probably want to avoid the Clippers over anybody else. Everybody else gets in the playoffs. Look, if it's the Spurs, that's fine. It's the Pelicans, that's fine. Clippers, and maybe we'd like to avoid them just because things could get a little crazy.
Well, you know, and look, and I no disrespect to Minnesota, a team I think is like really frisky and has played really great basketball down the stretch despite Anthony Edwards sputtering a little bit with some knee soreness. But a team that has a real good identity, tons of athleticism, sort of like Memphis White in a lot of ways. But the Clippers were in the conference finals last year. You know, they've got a lot of playoff experience. They're getting a player back in Paul George who was, you know, playing like one of the 12 best players in the league before he got hurt. And they've got a terrific coach. They've got a lot of depth. They've got options. And, you know, maybe they get Norman Powell back too. And you know, they've got kind of this sort of lengthy sort of, you know, bunch of guys who played in playoff series and stuff like that. And like, yeah, I mean, if you're Memphis sitting there at the 2 seed, like, are you super excited about that? If that's who you draw? I mean, probably not. I guess, right? I mean, look, you'll be fine and you'll have your confidence and stuff like that. But I mean, that's a battle-tested team. And it sort of speaks to just sort of like these weird situations that these teams like the Nets and the Lakers and the Clippers have put themselves into over these last few years, you know, especially with injuries and stuff. Is like, you know, you have so much talent on a roster that you just kind of say, like, if we just get to the finish line and we're not limping, like, watch out. You know, and it's sort of been an interesting test to see if you can do it, if the regular season really matters or not. And I mean, so far, I would say it's proven out, right, that you probably are who you are over 82 games, right? Like, I sound like Dennis Green a little bit. But
you want to pound a table and scream?
I know, that's right.
Who is Bob Weir?
You know, but I think, I think this Clippers team has a chance to sort of flip that script. And look, I mean, they'll be really close to the team that pushed Phoenix in the conference finals last year. I mean, that team without Kawhi Leonard, you know, built around Reggie Jackson, Paul George, Marcus Morris, you know, Ivica Zubac, like that's a good group, and like they've gotten kind of almost more talent since then. If Norman Powell's on the court, if Robert Covington's on the court, it is an interesting sort of question. They're a pain for sure. Again, sort of like the Lakers, bad enough to get down by 20 a lot, but feisty enough to win a handful of those games, you know, and maybe be better at that than anybody else, which I think speaks to their fight and their resolve. And they're certainly more talented today than they were a couple days ago.
Let's see if the rest of the crew comes back off the injury list one by one, popping back up here into playoff mode, as it looks like they're going to put the finishing touches on the Jazz here, Dan. But at the top of the Western Conference, you know, talking about the Grizzlies and whatever awaits them, pretty amazing for both Phoenix and Memphis. Phoenix with no Chris Paul for a long while, and Memphis, what they do without Ja Morant, to a degree, it's head-scratch. Right, two guys that were talking MVP, Paul last year, Morant this year, and yet their teams just roll on without them.
Yeah, I mean, the great culture, right? Great depth. I mean, the Memphis thing is that is a team that just has tons of swagger, plays with tons of confidence, great shot making on the wing, tenacity inside, well coached basketball team, just like a really good team. And then you add Ja, I think, whose confidence sort of permeates everybody. That's where they're at. I mean, Phoenix is just, I think, like the perfect basketball team this year, right? Everybody I talk to thinks they're certainly the best team in the West, probably the best team in the NBA. And it's just because they just make such sense. They've got depth at so many different positions. They've got interior. They score at all three levels, right? Like they like to say, you know, they hit threes, but they also get to the mid-range. And they got guys that finish at the basket, and then they all defend. Just a really, really good team. You know, there's a couple other ones that I would kind of put in that really upper echelon of contenders with the Suns. Like I think the Bucks are there. You know, I'm not sure I have. I know how hot Boston's been. You know, I'm not sure they're as complete, and certainly the Robert Williams injury could be a big factor for them. But you know, like to me, when I see the Suns, I mean, it sort of feels like this is their moment, right? And you know, getting Chris Paul back, you know, a little some mileage off of his legs. It's a team that's been tested, a team that really feels ready, and a team, by the way, like you talk about kind of who you are, a team that, you know, had reasons to maybe coast a little bit. Devin Booker with a really long summer and, you know, some weird contract stuff with DeAndre Ayton. And it's like, no, they attacked this season. And they've attacked it with a ferocity that I think that's why most people view them to be the favorites.
You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wojcicki Sports. That is at Dan Wojcicki Sports. And congratulations on your new endeavor as Lakers head coach. You got to win probably three of the last seven games at least to get in, maybe four of the last seven to get in.
I think they're going to have to win at least three. It's hard to find a fourth win.
Okay.
It's just hard to find it.
Well, give me right now, what would be your 10-second inspirational speech to try to find that fourth win if you were Lakers head coach?
Cancun will still be there in June.
One, two, three, dominate.
That was great.
Mexico's not going anywhere, boys.
That's Cancun will be there in June.
Oh, thanks
so
much,
buddy. And it rhymes, too, Wojcicki.
It does.
You're a poet.
Thank you very much.
My guy.
See you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Great stuff as always.
We didn't even get to mock the Bulls together today.
No. We
got plenty of time for that.
We got time for it. We did that last night when you lost to the Knicks. We kind of did that.
No, I know. Yeah. But you know, we don't get to talk to Dan every day. Look, he and I can read our messages back and forth when those collapses happen.
But it's not proper
without his sarcasm delivering them personally. I can try to emulate it as best I can. But
you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all,
But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not quite so well. No, always good. I mean, the perspective and the snark and just the, hey, point blank, this is what we are, and this is what they are. Like, you don't get fluff. There's no fanboyism there. It's an appreciation for the game and a, all right, here's reality. And the walls are crashing in.
You got any more? You got any more cliches? You got any more cliches, or are you done? You good?
Well, no, I had to catch up. I was behind on the quota.
All right, good.
I was making up for Fenley a little bit. I mean, you know, it's good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike check. Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So today, some pretty big shade was thrown at Carson Wentz by Colts owner Jim Irsay. At the owners' meetings today at the NFL, he was talking about the big move the Colts made to trade Carson Wentz, which, I can't believe the Washington Commanders actually traded some stuff for him, and then moving on to getting Matt Ryan. And, you know, he said some good things about Matt Ryan, but specifically, quote, "We are extremely grateful to the football god, so to speak, regarding where we were compared to where we are. For us, it was something we had to move away from as a franchise. It was very obvious." Now, when you say this about a guy, this is not just, hey, on the football field, it didn't work out. Because that's what you say. Boy, you know, on the field, it didn't work out. We need to go in another direction. That's kind of what is said. But when you say something like this, this implies that off the field, things were bad. And this is not the first time we have heard that Carson Wentz not getting along with teammates, having a tough time in the locker room, that this story has come up. So now here's Irsay saying, hey, we had to move away from him, and now we're so much better where we are. Now, I get moving away from Carson Wentz was a good move, right? You kind of had to. You had no choice. But you got Matt Ryan. You know, you didn't make a trade for Aaron Rodgers. You didn't trade for Tom Brady. You got a guy that is just okay. He's a Jag now. You didn't get Matt Ryan from 2018. You got Matt Ryan now, who's a 20 touchdown, 12 interception a year guy. That's pretty much accurate when he throws short. He's smart. He'll manage the game, but you didn't really get that much better. Yeah, I mean, I know this is kind of addition by subtraction, which is what you're saying, getting rid of Carson Wentz, that's great, but you still need to get it done on the field. And it's not suddenly a boy, we're free from the influence of Carson Wentz. Now, look at all the points you're going to put up. No, Matt Ryan's still kind of limited. He's still a guy that has seen his best days. If you're the Colts, yes, it's good you moved on, but did you really move on much past being 9-8-ish kind of team or 10-7 and you're still looking up at 5 or 6 teams in the AFC even though you have a loaded roster? That's kind of still where the Colts are.
Yeah, but I'll take my shot with, again, you still have to make a move or two to build in your receiving core. I mean, there's no question about that. But you have a good offensive line, a couple pieces you need to shore up there, but you have Taylor and Hines in the backfield. Pittman's a nice piece. Mo Alie-Cox is a good red zone guy and blocker, but obviously you'll need another pass catcher there in addition to someone on the outside. But I'll take my shot with Matt Ryan that he can still lead, right? And with Frank Reich, you can get what you thought you wanted with Carson Wentz. You quote, your guy's got to pick you up and carry you through Jacksonville. He has to do it, not an option, has to. No excuses, no explanation. And in talking with veterans, Ursay, to paraphrase, came to light talking with the most important members of the Colts rosters that there was confidence wasn't there. And quote, what I found out was very concerning. So you bring in a guy like Matt Ryan, and in that division, you still got a shot, right? It's not like the other teams have come up that far, and people still try to tell me that Ryan Tannehill's no good, as he continues to be the example of, well, anybody could have done that. Hell, Ryan Tannehill could have done that. How many dumb times did you hear that on the radio and television?
Twitter it out about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. We got more NFL on the way next. Big changes coming to the league this year in the playoffs.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.